We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Testing, 1, 2, testing.
Testing, 1, 2, testing. Season 5, systems go. Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandma! Season 5! Woo! I can't say season 5 anymore.
Why?
Because it took me so long to say it in the teaser.
PJ couldn't say season 5 the other night.
We were recording like Joe the VO, but at the start of our teaser, and I was like, season 5, we'll
also
get on to that later.
Is it season 5?
I don't know what the seasons are.
Season 5
you make
makes
them
it
up.
Sound very accomplished.
But you make the seasons up as we go.
How am I making them up? We're actually doing it. I'm not making anything up.
Yeah, it's season 5.
Girls, season 5.
And it's so good to be back.
So good. Did you miss us? You did.
Yeah, obviously did.
Well, we know you did because you kept messaging us.
Lads, nothing makes Kevin angrier than when someone asks him when we're back.
The thing is, right, I know we call it a break, right? Suspiog, right? We're using that term loosely. We're not sitting at home twiddling our thumbs.
Oh, we're still working
tea.
Girls.
We're working girls. Mm. Like, no disrespect to other podcasters out there who have it as their full-time gig. We want it to be the full-time gig. Don't get me wrong.
We want to be
boss girl bitches.
Yeah,
right?
But we still have jobs.
So we're still doing other bits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're still busy.
But it was a nice break though, right?
It was lovely. Was home in Ireland for 3 months. That's the longest I've been home since I moved away in 2014.
It was just so nice. Now, get me out of Cork after like a month and a half. I was ready to leave.
The thing is, I did say to my mum, I was like, I'm ready to go back now. Like, I need to go back. And she's like, why you're not going back to work for another while? And I was like, I need to leave the party while it's still remotely fun. Because I said, otherwise, you will never see me on the plane back again.
Exactly. Like, I love Cork and I love being with my family. And me and my mum had a skit.
Yeah.
But I was ready to return to England. But I got to stay in Dublin with Jose as well for like 6 weeks.
So
it was
cute.
Gorgeous.
And PJ, when he was in Dublin, we spoke about this on the Patreon, but PJ like adopted a new persona
while
he was in Dublin. Tell them about JP.
So Kevin thinks because I dyed my hair green in Dublin.
He dyed his hair green. He had this like, I don't know.
And I baked a cake that I had a new persona.
But you would never do stuff like that in London.
I dyed my hair purple when I came back.
When did you dye your hair green in London? It was a Dublin thing. It was very... Where were you staying again?
Rathmines. Stunning.
Very that.
Stunning area.
Very posh.
Very posh.
The reason I had to get back also was because I had only anticipated being home for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I only had 2 weeks worth of outfits. And obviously being back home, having the podcast, Cork is obviously like a hub for I'm Grandma, I'm Girlies.
Yeah.
I was being seen in the same outfit a lot.
You flipped the story, babe. Sustainable.
Sustainable.
You're being sustainable.
I mean, but I was being more than sustainable. I was being filthy.
You were being manky.
I was being kind of manky. I was wearing the same clothes the whole time.
You kind of had no choice, though, because I robbed your suitcase.
PJ took my large suitcase, right, back to Dublin, because he was like, oh, can I take that? Because I have loads of stuff to take back. And I only had my handheld, my Ryanair, what's it called, cabin luggage.
Yeah.
And then he comes back, the wheels are hanging off it.
Well, it was broken before.
No, it wasn't broken
before. We already had this fight on Patreon, babe. I'm not happy with you again. Yeah.
Girlies, if you're not following us on Patreon, you're only getting half the story. We were both buzzing to get back to London then, right?
Yeah, unreal.
I got back the week before you. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, right, everything was kind of starting to open up here in London. Things were starting to happen again. And the week I got back, I think I brought the weather with me. The weather was lovely, right? Yeah. And I was going around. But the thing is, I wasn't doing much still because, like, a lot of my friends still weren't back. You weren't back. The weather was gorgeous. And I was kind of looking at everyone having fun. And I was kind of thinking, why am I having fun? And I feel like I hyped it up too much in my head. So I was a bit like, what the heck is going on? And I was feeling a bit down. Then you got back and you were like, I'm so glad to be back. I'm buzzing. I was like, oh my God, me too. But I was like feeling that I had to match your energy. Yeah. But then I was like, wait, why am I happy? Like, what's going on? Like, why am I like buzzing? And then anyway, you would come back then that evening. I remember we both went out for the day and I was like, nah, something's not right. And then you were like, oh my God, it's so good to be back. And isn't it? I was like, yeah. And then you were like, I think I'm depressed.
Yeah, there was just a dead silence. You were like, so good to be back. And it was like silence. And you depressed? Yeah, me too.
We were literally like, me too. And we were just, from then it was like a turning point.
It was
point.
Grand, yeah.
We were grand then once we had like admitted that it was okay not to be like as overjoyed as we thought we were going to
be. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but we're happy now again, I think.
Yeah, and it's so good to be back on the podcast. I did miss recording.
I did miss it. And I also missed the purpose, the sense of purpose
the
that
purpose
came with it.
The purpose pulsing through my veins.
Because it is our passion project. Does that make it sound weird?
But it is.
It is.
I just miss the girlies.
I miss the girlies. Yeah. And I miss, like, being hungover and, like, having a load of hype coming in.
Okay, yeah.
You know
that
what I
too.
Mean?
That
I miss
too.
That.
I miss the fights, me and you.
I miss the fights. We fight less off-season.
What else do we need to catch them up on? Oh, we both got bikes. Lance Armstrong, who?
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Tour de France.
I don't know any other cyclists.
I don't either. And wasn't he, like, corrupt or something?
I think he was taking drugs.
Taking drugs. But he also had cancer, so kind of balanced it out, right?
Did he? Well, he said he did, so maybe
he
did. We need to Google that.
Okay.
But we're both cyclists.
Yeah.
I will say the hole was torn off me there the first week we were doing it. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was very sore. It took a while to get used to.
No, but like, I think you, like, talk about influencing girlies. Kevin made everyone get a bike.
I'm not even joking. Everyone's on a bike.
You should be getting commission from Hackney Cycles.
From that gaffer, I got the bike in Hackney. Literally, I put up a picture. Everyone has messaged me, where'd you get the bike? Where'd you get the bike? Obviously, she's a stunning bike, right?
It is a stunning bike.
And also, what sold it to me was it comes with 3 free services in the year because I was like, I won't have a clue how to look after the bike, so I need the services.
That's such a you thing.
Yeah.
Like, I would be like, oh, it looked cool, so I bought it. You.
No.
And it's 3 free services
yeah,
in the year.
Yeah, that's what actually caught me. And the thing is, right, I have noticed on the tubes way less people. It's because I've influenced them all on the bike. I actually feel like I did do a small bit of influencing.
But you influenced me. So I went down after I got back and I said, I'm going to get a bike because I just think it's stunning. So I went down one Sunday. I was kind of hungover.
Yeah.
Got my bike. Was feeling unreal. Got on it to cycle back. Petrifying. I forgot that I'm terrified of cycling a bike on the roads.
Really?
Lad, I thought I was going to die. I was up in a heap because I was cycling back. It's one of the ones with the skinny wheels.
It's very skinny wheels.
Very lapsy power on the bike.
Yeah.
Pure, because I'm so tall and it was skinny and I was just petrified.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I just paid for this bike and I hate it.
But you look stunning on it.
I know, I got used to it then.
I was a bit annoyed that you had gotten it. Obviously glad that you got the bike. But I was a bit like, oh, does he look cooler than me on the bike?
No, your bike is cooler.
Is my bike cooler?
I think it is.
Like, you have a vintage saddle.
Yeah, but I think it's very hipster dickhead.
Is it very? It does look like you have a lot of money.
I wanted to replace it with like a neon yellow one.
Yeah, be a bit more like...
Be a bit more edge.
Billie Eilish.
No, girls.
What about Billie Eilish?
What about Billie being snatched? But everyone's being like, oh, like, she's selling out. I'm like, no, she's not. She just wanted to serve in a different way. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is, I suppose all artists are kind of constantly having to reinvent themselves, like, to kind of be relevant.
Yeah.
To be honest, she was kind of fucking me off a small bit with the whole Paul Street kind of get up and, you know... She was just, you know, the way she was kind of being unbothered, but I was like,
no,
you obviously are bothered.
Only the Cork girlies will get the Paul Street reference.
You know, she's kind of going around like, obviously she's like depressed, angsty teen or whatever.
Yeah.
I suppose the thing is, when she released that album, that first album, she was like 16. She's obviously like an adult now where she's grown.
Yeah.
She's seen the world a bit.
Yeah.
She's obviously going to want to switch it up. I would as well, you know what I mean? Like, I'd want to be caught seeing wearing the same outfits that I was wearing 2 years ago. My style has developed.
Yeah, exactly. And I just think as well, as like an artist, she'll change now again in a few, like in a year or something. You know what I mean?
Also, gays dictate what's going to be successful in pop culture. So she was serving it for the gays and the gays ate it up, so she's just a clever businesswoman. So don't tell me she's a bimbo.
I thought she was serving it for herself.
Well, she could be doing it for herself as well.
But the gays clicked.
But the gays... the gays went off.
Yeah.
You can always count on the gays to rally behind it, to rally behind a woman who's just in control of her sexuality.
Yeah, she just, you know, looks powerful, doesn't
it's
she?
It's powerful. There's something very powerful about women just owning it.
No, it also made me want to buy a corset.
Yeah.
Would I look hilarious in
would
a corset?
Would you look hilarious or would you serve?
Sometimes when I wear like more feminine clothing, I just feel like a rugby player on a stag do. Like, and you know I want to wear a skirt.
I know, and see, like, I wanted to repost a picture of you and me from Pride, right?
Yeah.
But because you're in the skirt and the crop top, like, I think you look snatch and, like, stunning. Ugh. But I'm like, do people think, are you taking the piss?
It's because I'm so broad.
It's because it's so broad, so people are like, oh, is he taking the piss?
Yeah, did his friends dress him up like that for the stag?
Is it a dare?
No, I'm still going to, I'm going to find a way, girlies. Yeah. I'm getting a sewing machine, I'll make my own alterations.
Are you still pushing the sewing machine thing?
Yeah, I just think... Imagine me making gorgeous, like,
I'd be
gams.
So annoyed.
But imagine me going, give me that tee, I'll make it a vest.
No, but I'll do it myself. Okay. I don't need you to do it. I'll just take it to the garment alterations. I just feel like you don't need to do everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I like to be able to do everything.
But instead of doing that sewing, why don't you do a few more bits around the house? Also, speaking of bits around the house, in a supreme act of passive aggression, I ordered no junk mail stickers for the letterbox. Because I was the only one picking up the junk mail.
I'm absolutely mortified. Number one, you weren't the only one picking up the
junk
mail.
Number one, I was, because I did a test. I did a test and I was leaving, like, leaflets that I'd collected myself. I was leaving them out before I went to work to see if you would pick them up and put them in the bin, and you didn't. They were there all day, and I know you do your coffee run at lunchtime, so you had to have seen them.
You're crazy.
It's not crazy, it was a test.
Did I pass?
You'd be crazy too if no one was picking up what is essentially rubbish in the hall, and it was as if I'm the only one who could see rubbish. You all saw it. You and Clara. Clara's just as culpable.
I pick it up when
you
I
don't.
See it.
You always see it.
Well, anyway, we don't get any anymore because we're at one of those houses now with the no junk mail, please.
But
I'm
how
mortified.
Much has our lives improved because of it?
I didn't notice.
I've noticed tenfold.
But as
and
well,
honestly, it's bliss.
I just feel sorry for the girlies who get given a million leaflets and
I
they
don't.
Go, hand them out there, and then they're coming to all the doors and it's like no junk mail. They're like, fuck's sake, I can't go home until I get rid of these.
So you go
My
to the next
breaks.
House.
Or throw them in the bin. I used to do that. I was at, like, when I used to have to flyer for this restaurant that I used to work in, they'd be like, oh, hand out a few flyers in Camden.
Yeah.
I used to throw them in the bin and walk around Camden
yeah.
Markets.
Well, I wouldn't be doing it in London either because it's all steps.
Recycling bin, obviously, girls.
Yeah, recycling. Girls.
Don't cancel me.
We're very green this season, aren't we?
Yeah.
We are very green, we were saying that.
Primarily because it's freezing.
It's, what day are we recording today? It's the 8th of May, right?
This time last year.
Yeah.
We were a la Terraza.
We were a la Terraza having, like, was it sangria? Were we
yeah,
doing?
In your skimpies.
In my skimpies, I was serving a t-shirt and shorts on the day of my birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, it was my birthday last week, girls. Happy birthday, 28th. That's another thing that happened. We have so much catching up to do.
So much catching up. I feel like we're on speed.
We need to calm down, do we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very excited. First episode back, but I like it.
I like it too.
Imagine if we came back and we were like, what have we been
yeah.
doing? On the junk mail sticker, lastly, I will also say, I was a bit... terrified when I put the sticker up because I said I am one step closer to becoming my father. I was like, this is
okay.
such a Jerry Toomey signature move.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I am, I'm so much like my dad in so many ways. I would say I'm like very mam's side, very Holland.
Yeah.
That's my mam's maiden name. I shouldn't tell him that for security.
Babe.
No, I shouldn't probably. That's a security question, isn't it, for a few things.
Really?
Well, I'm just after telling people. But anyway, I would say I'm very mum's side of the family.
I do see bits of your dad in you. No, I know
yeah.
I don't know your dad that well.
Yeah, you
like,
don't.
He dropped me home a few times.
Yeah, he dropped you home once, didn't he? And also, he complained about having to do it. Like, what a dad thing to do. Like, I remember he was collecting us from our friend's house. And then he was like, oh, you didn't say there was someone else. And I was like,
he didn't say
he
that.
He did. He said that to me when I opened the door.
Yeah, it was whatever.
And he was so mad about it. I was like, get over it. Just drop it somewhere, dad. Taxi driver. Oh, I'm
yes.
looking at that rose butcher at the back, and that's on its last legs.
But it was gorgeous while it lasted.
It was gorgeous, but the winds have been so strong. It's literally so, so, so cold here, girls, at the moment. Like, hot girl summer's not a thing anymore,
I think we're bringing back the hot topic section of the podcast
yeah.
where we talk about the climate. Because, girlies, say what you want, say, oh yeah, I don't care about the climate, whatever. I want it to be sunny so I can look hot in summer.
Yeah, we're perish. Literally, my nips are chapped in May. It doesn't happen.
Also, I want to put away my layers. I like surfing a layer, but I do also like giving the skimpy tank short shorts in summer.
I just like having space in my wardrobe.
And I'm just after getting a moisturizer with SPF in it. Very grown up of me, so I'm ready to go.
No, you should be wearing the SPF 365 days a year.
Yeah.
That's what I would say on that.
Skinfluencer.
Skinfluencer here, girls.
Kevin's now a skinfluencer, girls.
But does it make us sound very... middle class, if I say we have a rose bush in the garden.
No, rose bushes grow at the ground.
They just grow anywhere.
Rose bushes grow at the ground, it's grand. Just on Hot Girl Summer, right? On the statement itself.
Yeah.
What do we think? I think it's become basic.
I think it's become a bit basic.
Last year, Hot Girl Summer, let's go. I was even dabbling with it early this year.
Yeah.
I feel like too many... heteros are saying it.
It's become a bit heady spaghetti.
And I know that Megan Thee Stallion kind of started it and she's a hetero queen. But yeah. I feel like she's a bit bi.
She's queer energy. She's that's queer the energy. Thing. It's who follows Megan? Only the gays. Really. It's like she emanates. Any strong female is going to attract the queers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it was a queer statement. But like most things in pop culture, they start off like kind of small within the gay community. And then...
Hot Girl Summer. I think, what could we call it instead?
I don't know. I don't even want it to be that hot. I just want it to be warm.
We're so Irish.
Tepid.
We're so Irish. It's too cold now, but we don't want it to be too warm.
We don't want it too warm at all.
We want it somewhere in the middle.
But the thing is, like, even cycling to work on my bike, my hands to be frozen. And then as well, like, I just thought I'd be looking hotter on the bike.
That's the one thing. You use the bike to actually transport you to work. I just use it on a Sunday to cycle and get a coffee.
The thing is, I was loving the bike the first week when I was having it at my luxury.
Yeah.
But then when it became like a task and my mode of transport, it's now become like a task.
Okay.
I don't look forward to having to cycle to work, really.
I think it's very sore on the legs.
It's very sore
cycling
on the legs.
Cycling's hard, lads.
I left the bike at work last night because I couldn't be arsed coming back.
Cycling is so hard.
It actually is. And the people who like... you know, it's their personality and they get all the gear and they be like, you know, hurting their nipples in the lycra. It's a bit weird. It's a bit sadistic.
I think biking gear is hot.
I think it is, but typically the lads who are doing the biking are a bit weird, aren't
they?
No,
it's like when all the dads and they have their bellies and they be cramming themselves into the lycra.
Well, I love that.
Unreal.
But you know, the people who take it too seriously and then like, I feel like do a lot of cyclists have runny noses? The older, like, dads doing this. They all have runny noses.
Pure runny noses
and they kind of...
Pure, like marks in their ass from sitting on the saddle.
And just cranky.
Cranky.
Now, I'm making such...
sweeping statements.
General sweeping statements. If you're a heterosexual dad and you cycle and you're listening to the pod, hello.
Hello.
Hello, daddy. Ring-a-ding-ding. Let's get on to the theme. Oh, I'm so excited about the song.
Okay, so the theme for this week is... bucket lists.
Alexa... play Doyum by Kesha.
Is that very insensitive?
Is it?
No, it's Grant.
Actually, is it?
Turn him up.
I'll have to wipe off the dust. You know, there's a way you can track all the requests you've made to Alexa on the app. It's
really?
Scary. All I ask her is the time.
I feel your heart beat to the beat of the drum.
Boom, boom. I love this song.
The beginning of this gives me Ariana Grande Into You energy.
It's very nice. Yeah. This was like... Kesha's like big era.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Before she was like
controlled or whatever.
Yeah, but she was very good here.
She was very good here.
It's just bubblegum pop at its finest.
It's so good.
It's so good to be back, girlies. Are we dancing?
Woo! Dance with us, girlies!
I wanna see your hands in the air.
Chorus.
Pump the chest. Set aside.
We still haven't been out dancing.
Paddleboard, double pirouette to the floor on the walk. On the walk.
Forward roll.
Forward roll. Finish.
Alexa. Stop. I don't know why I stood up.
Also, why did you just go, we still haven't been dancing?
Because the thing is, since we last recorded, we still haven't been out dancing.
Yeah, we need to go dancing.
And also, like, all the girlies in Ireland who are listening, who are, like, jealous because we're doing bits over here in England. Don't be jealous. My hands are shriveled up like a prune sucked inside a vacuum pack bag and my lips are the exact same.
Basically...
It's cold.
It seems like glamour, but when you actually go to your outdoor bar or whatever, you're just paying triple the price to drink your gin and tonic that you could drink in the park.
Yeah. And it's just, it's like, it's overrated.
Yeah.
It's too cold.
What do we think about Kesha?
I loved Kesha's first album.
Yeah.
I love, 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 loved her. Mm-hmm. I think she's a baddie. I think she's fab.
I love Boots.
I love Boots. We never told him in the catch-up about all our Work Faggy Mama Boots.
Oh, yeah.
Girls, so basically how did we get onto it?
New season, new vocab, girlies.
Yeah, you know us.
You know the drill. It's when, like, heteros, like, use gay terminology.
Yeah.
And they be like, oh, like,
work the house and boots, faggots.
Yeah, and then it just kept getting longer. So now me and Kevin always are like, Kiki Slay, Mama, work the house down, boots, faggots. Oh.
So it's Amya, Skinny Queen, Legend, Versace, Boots the House Down, Slay, Hunty, Mama, and Oop Daddy Work, Charlie XCX, Snatch My Wig, Gagged, Gooped, Saturday's Mega Mix. Bareback.
That's from that TikTok audio when he does
it. Oh,
is
there?
Yeah, yeah.
I saw it as a tweet. I'm not on TikTok, okay. Doll. So don't try and claim that I've been plagiarizing, because I haven't been. That's my own work. Well, from Twitter.
Well, that's what he says.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
Saturday's Megamix. He doesn't say Saturday's Megamix.
No, you added the Saturday's Megamix.
I added
Megamix.
Saturday's Megamix, I think.
Boy, just like saying, work the house down, boots, faggot. No, anyone who's not gay can't say the F word,
yeah,
girlies.
Don't say faggot, girls, unless you're gay or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, girlies, the theme is, what did we say the theme was?
Bucket lists.
Do we even discuss that?
I can't say it. Bucket lists.
Bucket lists.
Yeah, the theme for this week is bucket lists. Inspired by our iconic teaser, girlies. We know you saw it.
Where we risked life and limb just to bring you that content. You're welcome.
Dead at us jumping out of a plane. But, like, girls, we were up to 90 because our teasers keep getting more and more elaborate. We're after setting this stupid tradition and, like, precedent that people just expect.
Ooh,
the glitz and glamour. You know what I mean?
Come on, Elwoods. Come on, lawyer.
But you know what I mean? We were panicking. We were. What are we going to do to top last year?
I think that's the reason we delayed our comeback for so long. Because I was literally like, babe, what are we going to do?
For the teaser.
And it's so funny because when we were planning it, we had like all these different ideas. And we were kind of running off the narrative that people think that we're just chilling all day, like on our off season. So we're going to have the two of us by a pool, like just chilling, mags and hands, nice like speedo situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then be like, should we go back? And then PJ was like, oh, there could be like a helicopter pick us up in the background. And I was like, well, if we're going to rent the helicopter, let's fucking jump out of it. So then we were like, skydive. But literally, no, I thought the planning session on the teaser was going to be way longer. We said the word skydive.
And
we
then
Googled
we go,
it.
Yeah, we closed the books.
We closed the books.
We go, that's it, we're skydiving.
Pen down. And we just gave each other a kiss on either cheek.
Now, I was petrified because...
I'm sweating because it's the first step back.
I was petrified because I'm terrified of heights. Like, terrified. You think because I'm tall, I'm used to being up high. But it's because I'm so tall, when I go higher, my body doesn't
higher.
Know what to do.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I couldn't, from the moment we booked it, look up the sky. There was a week there where I had my eyes to the ground. And you know I'm confident. So when I'm going about my walk, I'm chest high, chin up. I couldn't look at the sky.
I just wouldn't talk about it.
Yeah.
I was just very much not like talking about it. I wasn't referencing it.
Yeah.
I was just putting it to the back of my mind.
And that's the thing. Because we want everyone gooped and gagged, sissy fag. We literally...
Told no
keep
one.
Saying that. We were telling... Nobody about
gang,
it. We were telling nobody, so like I don't know, we were very tense in the lead up to it. And remember then I saw that thing on Instagram, it was like a reel of someone doing a skydive and my stomach fell out my
dropped,
ass. I was literally
dropped.
Like, no, and I couldn't sleep that night.
But like I told Jose just because I felt like I needed to tell someone, and you told your mom, which I think was a huge mistake.
It was the biggest
before.
Mistake ever, but I was thinking like if anything was to happen,
yeah.
Touch wood. No, we didn't touch wood because it happened.
Yeah, we didn't die. Or did we?
Or did we? Are we recording this from the depths of hell?
X-Files. X-Files, is it? It is.
Very X-Files, yeah.
Yeah. Nance, hi, girl. How are you?
Gillian Anderson. But I told my mam, and then obviously, like, wasn't a wise move, but I was like, I need to tell her just in case.
But then, what she said was the funniest thing ever.
But she said, because we were doing it on a Sunday morning, she was like, in fairness, like, of all days to do it, like, and the pub's back over in England, sure, they're all going to be hungover the next day and they won't even have their wits about them. And then that got into my head.
Your mom convinced you that all of our skydiving instructors were going to be hungover after going on a sesh the night before.
Doing a skydive, but I kind of nearly convinced you then as
very
well.
Very specific, though.
Very specific.
Anyway, we did it outside of Reading, so we made our way to Reading. We were in the Uber to the skydiving place.
Yeah.
I looks over. Kevin's writing his will in his notes.
It was in my will. So what I was doing was, I was saying, if anything wants to happen, I wanted my last Instagram caption to be kind of iconic. And the thing was, it was just a picture of me in a tracksuit looking in the mirror. And I said, like, oh, trying to look cool because I'm back in London. And I wanted it to be like, I wanted to leave behind a legacy with my last pick.
Yeah, but then if, say, you know, if, like, thank God we didn't, but if you did die, then people would be like, rest in peace in your grey sweats, King.
Yeah, I know, actually.
But you wanted to change it, so what did you want to change it to?
Well, the only thing I could think of, because it was like such last minute, and then when we told the Uber driver that we were going skydiving, he was all questions. So I was like, hello, I'm trying to write an iconic caption.
The Uber driver was like, no, guys, you're crazy, it's so stupid, you're jumping out of a plane. Yeah. He was like, are you stupid?
He kept telling us we were stupid. Yeah. And then the best I could come up with on the caption was, which I didn't end up changing the caption to, because it's so cringe, but all I could think of was, in a world where you could be anything, be kind. But I was like, and then I was thinking, kind of lovely, but I was like, by changing the caption, am I almost wishing death upon us?
It was that you were giving us a bad omen. I'm Googling, like, statistics of people who die in a tandem skydive. And apparently, you have more of a chance of being hit by lightning than you do dying in a tandem skydive.
Now, I will say my mind was put at ease from the moment your man said to us when he was doing the safety demonstration that he had two parachutes.
Yeah.
If he failed to pull through those, that there's a little machine on the parachute that makes it eject once we reach a certain altitude. I was like, he was like, so in theory, you could actually just jump out of a plane with this parachute and it will eject automatically.
Yeah.
So I was kind of, we were grand then.
We were grand then, but then they, like, when you go in there first, you have to be like a certain weight to skydive, right?
And so, which you never told me because you had booked it.
Yeah, but like I knew you were going to be under the weight. And I weighed myself at home and I was like, yeah, that's fine, I'm under the weight. Anyway, Kevin steps on the scale, like, grand, get off. She was like, yeah, perfect. I step on, dead silence in the office.
I was like, what's going on?
Me.
But I made a joke. I was like, oh, he's too big. Yeah. And she was like, don't be alarmed.
Me, what? Literally, then me, okay, I was like, oh, grand, like, but obviously, like, it's because I'm, like, really tall.
Yeah.
And also, what about, like, if our big girls want to go skydiving, they should be able to skydive too. Next thing she hits me with, okay, it's fine, but just because you're over the weight limit, we're going to have to charge you £25.
A £25 surcharge, like, it's fucking Ryanair and your baggage is
literally
over.
It was like,
we were, now, I was crying at the time.
Oh, we were skitting. I was like, I'm dead at you charging me £25 because I'm heavy.
No, you were literally like, now, what is this £25 going towards?
Yeah, I asked, I go, so what's this going towards? Then she's like, she just kept going, it's just health and safety.
She didn't have a reason.
It's just health and safety. She just kept saying that. Me, okay, all right, but I was like, do they use, like, different equipment? Her, no, same harness. Me, is there, like, a giant person?
Yeah, that they have to, like, fly in from, like, some country.
She was like, well, there's a guy working
Bulgaria
today that takes the heavier people, like, or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, God love him, though.
I know.
He must be wrecked.
Now, Nasha, God love him. I will say, I would have paid the extra £25 if I'd have gotten PJ's fella strapped to the back of me, because my Jesus.
But I just
he
said,
was hot.
He was hot. But I just go, so I was like, I really don't understand how paying £25 is going to keep me safer when I'm falling out of the plane. And then she just goes, well, you can contest it if you want. And I was like, well, I'm not going to complain about paying an extra £25 to
but
the
also,
people who are strapping me to their chest and throwing me out of the plane. I'll just pay it.
But also, you were 2 kg over. That's all. That's what I couldn't get over. I like,
shit 2 kg.
It's, you know, that's what I was thinking. I was like, give him a second, he's going to pop to the Lulu's and
I'll
be back.
I just said to her, I was like, I weighed myself. I weighed myself naked.
We were crying.
I goes, babe, I weighed myself naked and I'm under the thing.
Yeah,
so it's just my clothes.
Yeah.
Her, health, she just kept hitting me with the health and safety. I was like, do you even know what health and safety
she
means?
She didn't know what it meant. No, she was very lackadaisical about the whole thing.
Yeah,
wasn't she?
She was too relaxed.
She was too relaxed.
She goes to us, she goes, one bit of advice, guys. When you jump out of the plane, make sure your eyes are open, because I kept mine shut for the whole thing and I regret it. Me, well, obviously I'm going to keep my eyes open, babe.
It didn't make sense. We were like, why would you have your... Now, I will say, guys, doing it, obviously it's like a once-in-a-lifetime experience. It was, overall, it was amazing.
It was amazing and I'm glad we did it, but it was so funny because afterwards I was like...
We were depressed again.
We were a bit depressed.
We were depressed.
It was like an anti-climax.
We weren't depressed because we had done the skydive and we weren't doing it again. We were literally like, I think we were just over it.
I was like,
next.
I wanted there to be like adrenaline rush, hook it to my veins.
Yeah.
And I just felt like I just went on a roller coaster.
The fella came over and he was like, oh my God, lads, he buzzed and he was like, I bet you want to get up in the air straight away and do it again. We were like, I think we offended him because we were like, no, we're grand or whatever.
Yeah. I think it was so weird because, like, obviously, like, if you're a skydiving instructor,
that's your life, right?
Yeah.
You live and breathe it. It's kind of culty, right?
It's a bit, it's definitely
if
a cult.
If any skydiving instructors listening, we love you.
We love you. And it's obviously they were to be
commended. They were all like, this is our job. Like, we drive out of planes for a living. Yeah, like, and they were all giving us fist bumps. And
they were all doing fisty things.
And then the your man who like owned the gaff was like, can you believe we do this every day? I mean, Kevin were like, yeah.
The thing is, I can never go back to that same place ever again because my fella, who was actually lovely, who I did the jump with.
He was lovely.
When we dived out of it, he said, as soon as we jumped out of the plane, right, he went, welcome to my office, right? And I remember I got a bit of a shiver on my spine. I was like, what? And then I was thinking, if I was to come back and he forgot that I'd done a skydive with him before, and if he said it again, I'd probably get sick midair. Because I'm just like, he says this to everyone.
But Kevin, I'd rather that, because my fellow was like, mute me after jumping out of the airplane.
He was so hot.
So when you're falling really fast, right, then they pull the parachute, and then there's like, ages in the air, lads, where you're kind of just floating down.
It's kind of ages.
Ages. So I got really awkward and I just started talking to him like he was a taxi man. I was like, so are you busy? Like, I'm strapped to this fella's chest in the air. Me. So you do this every day? Because I wanted to get him on like what everyone else was talking about. He was just like, yeah, me.
So on the way up, obviously they're explaining everything to us again. They're going through the whole protocol about like what to do with your arms, all this stuff. I couldn't stop looking at PJ's fella.
And then you were upset. You asked me, could we switch?
There's a bit where you're at 8,000 feet, right? Where you're kind of sitting close to them, but then they have to actually like pull the straps and get you like right connected to them.
You basically have to sit on their knob.
You literally are sitting on them and they're kind of like...
You do, you have to sit on their knob.
Well, yeah.
You do?
Yeah, well, my guy was flaccid, so I didn't really...
Well, my guy had a bit of... Well, it was me. Sorry, but like...
You cheated. Yeah. You cheated on Jose, didn't you? But all I could do was... all I could do was look at your fella like strapping you to the thing. And as well, just the whole boiler suit kind of situation.
You were loving him.
He was... No, but as well, it was because... See, all the other fellas, I feel, were literally like... I'm a skydiver. This is my personality. You just know if you were to come across one of them on Tinder, it would be all pictures of them skydiving.
Yeah.
Everything would be like an allusion to them, like skydiving.
I feel
like
my fella was more like
he didn't
chill
give
about
a
it.
Shit.
Yeah, he didn't and care. The but fact then that was also making me terrified. Me, can you take this more seriously?
The fact that he was unbothered was hot. So there's something so hard about apathy. Isn't there? Is that the right word?
I don't know.
I think he was apathetic.
Was he apathetic? I thought that's when, like, is that, like, not when you feel other people's emotions? No, that's empath.
He was, and I didn't give a shit. But he was literally so unbothered, and we were like, oh my god, horny. I was so horny on that
point.
Well, yeah, so we... Wait, is this chaos with the first step?
No, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's
just
fine.
Horny.
But yeah, so we'd recommend going and doing it once in your life, but like...
But it's like a roller coaster,
it's
right?
It's like a roller coaster.
Because all our friends have been asking since, they were like, oh my god, was it amazing or whatever? And we're like, ah, it's amazing, right?
I feel like I disappoint people though when I say like, it was grand.
Or do we seem like we're just so stuck up?
But I wasn't, I'm not trying to be like, oh, because I wanted to be terrified. I wanted to feel something
weren't.
After the year we had.
11,500 feet, we weren't bothered.
But it's not, I think it's because... Someone was strapped to you, so I felt really safe. So, like, if I did it by myself, I think I'd be petrified.
I think it was the waiting around for the day.
It was the waiting.
We were waiting for, like, 3 hours, and then they were like, oh, the weather's have to change in there, so we can't go up for a while. We were like, are you serious? So by the time it came around, I was like, just get me down.
Literally. I was like, you just throw us out the plane.
Me just fuck us off the airplane. I don't care if it's cloudy. Regardless of how we feel about doing the skydive, right? I will say that... The content
stunning
we got
visuals.
Was stunning. Now, I will say, we got sent the video on the train on the way home, and how depressed was I after seeing my face. I was so depressed.
It's because you tried to Vogue on the way down.
So basically, we said, I was like, PJ, okay, so when we're coming down, as opposed to just doing like thumbs up and peace, I was like, will we serve?
But I jumped out, and it was so windy, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to do anything but a peace sign. So no. I just did the peace sign.
So here am I then, like, trying to touch my face, like, trying to give poses, trying to give you supermodel, but it just looks like I'm, like, having a nervous breakdown. It looks like I'm having a fit midair, and I was like, oh my god. So then we were watching, and PJ looks so cool and, like, so unfazed, and he's doing peace, and I'm literally, like, grabbing my face. So it just didn't read, and I was literally like, no, I did not pay all that money to have, like, not good content. But still, girlies, ye ate it up.
The comments were amazing.
So many people were like commenting under the video, and we love you for it, and you were literally going off, and like it was the like serotonin I needed in my body on a Friday afternoon. But just to read some of the comments that we got that I was screaming at. Okay, so Tony said, any excuse to have a man behind you.
Dead.
You know us, Tony. Francesco said, I wish a man would commit to me as hard as you two do for the concept.
Love it.
Sorry, but true.
Nah, true.
If I could get a man to commit to me like the way I do for those concept videos, oh my God. Kevin's face while skydiving could cure any disease. That's from Sophie Sullivan.
Sophie Sol, shout out Sophie Sol.
Podrick said, honestly, land on me.
I was skitting at that.
Shane said, I had to include this because this is my brother and I don't think my brother's ever said the word bitch in his life. But he said, they're back, bitches. Haha, what a skit, man.
He said boots fag.
He said boots down and slices of fag. Kevin Toomey jumping out of that plane praying he lands in Salou from Gemma.
That was my fit. I want to get that printed on a shawl.
I think I want it printed on like, or like a beach mat that I then bring
I
would then bring to Salou. She really jumped out of a plane in the name of content, Katie. You know we did
it.
Pixie Woo, our girlie.
Love her.
She said, what in the Anton deck is this? Come on, budges. Question mark.
What in the Anton deck is this? I'm dead.
Eileen said, sorry, is this what my Patreon money is going towards? ... Because absolutely iconic. Keep it up.
And yes, it is.
And Matt said, no offence to Shrek 1 or 2, but this is the best cinematic masterpiece I've ever seen.
Gorgeous. Now, I would disagree. I do love Shrek.
I do love Shrek.
But, tie.
Yeah, and also, praise where praise is due.
Yeah, exactly.
Pat ourselves in the back.
What a laugh.
Because we were panicking, weren't we?
We were panicking.
We were panicking, did we get the content, because I looked ballistic.
No, but as well, I was like, now you're serving Comedy Queen, and I'm just like, too cool to care with
no,
the thing.
No, but was I? But people didn't know I was serving Comedy Queen. That's the thing. I wasn't intentional.
Jose messaged me and he was like, your veins, like my veins,
yeah,
looked like they were going to explode off my face.
Oh, I was on Groupon taking a look at Botox offers for the week because I was like, I can't look at my forehead ever again after watching that video.
Anyway, girlies, we're after talking about skydiving for the last hour.
Did you know we went skydiving?
So, it's inspired this week's theme of bucket lists because we were like, when we were going there, I was like, is this on your bucket list? And then
yeah.
I was like, do I even have a bucket list?
I don't have one.
Do you have one?
No, because I think bucket list is kind of up there with the whole 5-year plans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we know my thoughts on planning. And the thing is, right, skydiving was never part of a bucket list that I never had, right?
Neither.
Does that make sense? That sentence?
Yeah, probably.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
But I did it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just did it like, if I want to do something.
I did it.
But you know what I mean? I'm like, if I want to do something, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to write it on a page and tell someone. Now, for the purpose of the ep, obviously I've created somewhat of a bucket list.
Because I was saying, I don't have a bucket list, right? But I have like hopes.
Yeah.
That. For things I would do in the future.
Yeah, of course.
One of these, so I'll go through mine, right?
Yeah.
You could call this a bucket list, but I don't want to.
And also, the idea of bucket list is kind of morbid. It's something you want to do before you kick the bucket, before you die.
But also, where did the term kick the bucket come from?
I don't know.
Someone definitely died and kicked a bucket as they fell over or something.
They hit the bucket and dropped it.
Not a word, babe.
I would say they just hit the
sorry.
Hit the head in the bucket. It's not even that funny. They just hit the head in the bucket. And died. Go on, sorry. I regretted saying it from the moment it left my lips.
I want to own and run an artisanal cafe.
Yes.
With a creative studio upstairs.
I knew yours were going to be really good.
In the cafe, we let independent artists perform or like take over the space for a gallery or pure that.
Now,
I want to
has been done.
But not in the way I'm going
not
to
not the way
it.
You're doing it. Okay, cool.
And
stunning.
Why'd you put me down already?
No, but you're saying it as if it's a new concept. There's a few of these things in London.
Oh yeah, I know, but I'm going to make one for me.
For you. Any idea of title?
Not yet.
No names.
Well, I do, but I don't want to give it away.
You don't want to give it away. Is it the one you told me about, you know, Jose?
Yeah.
I love that for you.
Isn't that cute?
And I feel like the branding will be kind of fire.
The branding will be fire.
Yeah.
Now,
and stunning sourdough.
But we have very varying opinions, so it could finish us forever.
I feel like the mix match of opinions and styles and aesthetics could be glorious.
Okay, cool.
And that could be like your selling point. It'd be like, it doesn't actually seem cohesive.
Yeah.
But once you get in, there's like method to the madness. That's a quote from Hamlet.
Is that a bucket list or is it just a business goal?
That's what I struggled with as well.
Yeah.
Mine are in business.
It's when you're an entrepreneur, girls.
It's when you can't put an entrepreneur down. You can't put a boss bitch down.
You can't. Boss bitch energy. Boss babe. Hey, boss babe.
We need to start saying boss babe.
I love using it ironically, but I've used it ironically so much. I say, hey, boss babe, all the time now.
Yeah, it's no longer ironic when we overuse it, is it?
Hey, boss babe, want to join this club? It's not a pyramid scheme. It's a club.
Right, anything else? I have like a list.
I'll have a think. Go on, go your okay, list.
So top of my list is slap a childhood bully.
What?
Slap a childhood bully.
Oh, I thought you were saying slap a child hood bully instead of like slap a childhood bully.
No, let me clarify.
And I was like,
no, sorry, I think I worded it wrong. Slap a bully from my childhood.
Slap a bully from your childhood.
But as a fully grown adult.
Brilliant.
But like, and not even like, don't want to dick him, don't want to knock him out. I just want to go up.
Slap.
When like I see him in Dun Stores and I'm back home and they're doing the weekly shop, and I go up and I smack
open
him
ham
across the face and I just like
brilliant
run and I do like a gay shriek.
And you go, bull boy, and you walk away.
And like, I'd be like, that's for calling me a fag. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So something like that.
I like slap. Can I build?
Can you can build?
What about drink in the face?
I was thinking that. Oh, how funny would be not like a hard one, but a soft dildo.
That's
a comedy
funny
of it. And they'd be like, what was
of
that?
All of his family.
It's all his family. Right. And it's so funny because I have like two names after it, but I'm not going to read them out, obviously. Mm-hmm. But just know I'm coming for you girls. I'm going to slap you with a dildo. Okay. Next on the list is kiss a boy from every country in the world, brackets, make love, depending on how risky I was feeling in the sip.
That screams mono.
What does that mean?
The kissing disease.
Oh, God.
But also glorious.
But also glorious.
Should we start a list?
I think I've actually done a few.
Wouldn't it be very sad if like you, someone kissed you and they go, oh, I just kissed you because you're from Ireland and I needed to tick you off my list.
And also about what happens when I'm kissing and then I go, but where are you from? Like, I'm going to get cancelled. I need to know for my bucket list.
We're getting a scratch map and we're scratching off locations.
Oh my God.
Of people who you kiss.
I'm running it down scratch map.
Scratch map. That's the only time a scratch map is okay.
Yeah. No, we're doing scratch map. Because I think, like, since before coming to London, I think, like, everyone that I'd have been kissing in chambers, like, back home, more or less would have been kind of Cork.
Cork,
right?
Yeah.
But I'm kind of thinking,
and probably your cousin or something.
And there was a fellow from Brazil. My cousin from Kerry. Okay. Learn to salsa, preferably in a South American country.
Okay, authentic.
And have an illicit affair with the perceived hetero instructor.
Okay, so he's closeted instructor.
He's closeted. Well, he has like his partner. Everyone thinks he's straight because he's dancing with his partner.
But it's because in the glitz and fame, if it came out that he was gay, it would be a controversy.
Exactly, and okay, he wouldn't have as many people coming to his classes.
Okay.
And I just think, isn't there something so hard about... Because that's the one thing. Like, I know, like, we're both trained dancers, but I know we're both trained dancers. I would have loved to have studied more partner work.
Also, I don't even think I'm a trained dancer.
Oh, yeah, I think I use that term
loosely. I know how to do a commercial hip-hop routine. I can't point my feet.
Well, I did do my intermediate modern exam, ISTD, so...
Oh, well, you were.
Read it and weep.
I do love that, but will you have to be... You'd have to dance the female, then. Like,
wouldn't mind it, yeah.
I don't know how salsa works.
Oh, yeah, I probably would have to... And that's the thing, because ultimately that would go towards my next goal, or next item on my bucket list, which I haven't actually written down, but it's to appear in a version of... Strictly Come Dancing or Dancing with the Stars.
Well, we knew that.
You know what I mean?
That was always a thing for you.
But the one thing that I'm struggling with there is, would people be bothered about the fact that I had prior training?
But didn't that happen before?
That happens in Strictly and people don't care.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Like Pixie Lott and Alexander Barkin,
yeah,
that fella from The Wanted,
with
curly hair. They all had training. Okay, some kind of orgy situation, but with pre-approved lads.
Okay.
So I don't want to just rock up. Because remember that time we went to Brighton and there was kind of that weird club and everyone was doing
stuff.
But like, we didn't really know.
I think that could happen this year.
Really?
I think you could take that one this year. I'll organise it if you want. I love event planning.
But how would we get the lads? Because I want them pre-approved.
Auditions, obviously.
Yeah, but say, do you want to audition for an orgy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll cast it. I'll also make sure it's like,
yeah,
just like quite inclusive.
Quite inclusive, yeah. Yeah,
maybe throw a girl in there for the skit.
I'm not saying I want a load of like muscle Roman god situation.
Oh yeah,
not bad at all.
But you probably want someone's dad. You probably want like
yeah.
Do you know like
just variants?
Yes.
I actually didn't realize I actually kind of had a lot for someone who said they'd never think. I'm nearly done.
Okay.
Sit front row of Fashion Week in a chaotic outfit.
Yes.
I love the idea of that. I'll
do that with you.
Because you know there's that like TikTok trend and people show like what they'd wear to different fashion runways. Tell a teenager who's playing music too loud in the bus to shut the fuck up. That's one of my life goals. I've never had the confidence. I just think There's something so unsettling about a teenager. Imagine having that much confidence to play your music aloud
on
a bus.
People who play music out loud on any form of public transport, I just want to go, are you okay? I think we need to check in on that.
We need to check. That's, maybe that's unfair of me telling them to shut
the fuck
up. They
were dragged up.
I think were you dragged up?
We need to check in at home.
We do, because the thing is, like, going back to me.
Why's the accent changed?
That's it. I thought it did.
Going back to me.
Going back to myself, right? And if I was ever getting on a bus in my teenage years as a young closeted gay kid, right? And I was still kind of confident because I was doing the acting and stuff or whatever. So I had like feigned confidence. But if someone sat down beside me even and I was listening in my headphones, I would turn the volume down for fear that my music was like,
yeah,
that they were hearing
like,
it.
La 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 la.
You make me wanna la la. Very Ashley Simpson.
Oh, I was going Spice Girls.
Or Spice Girls. Yeah. But I think even then, like, Spice Girls was too much of like, it was too much of an explicit like announcement of my queer.
A secret song I used to listen to, you know, the Demi Lovato one's like, I can't meet now.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah, oh my god, such a good one.
And she was wearing like the mittens on her hands.
Yes, the mittens. Now, that's, I think, me done. I also said, at some point, have a baby.
Okay.
Because I want to see, like, I want.
A biological child.
I don't know.
We're going to do an episode on this. So
I think we're going to do an episode on kids, so that's why I kind of skipped over it. And also, as of late, because everyone's been banging on about it on Twitter, but then I heard that the finale wasn't that good. Watch Line of Duty. I feel like I've been missing out in the last few months.
There's two things that came up to me in this conversation. One thing I want to do is become a pop star.
Yeah. I K-pop just, star.
Oh, can I be a K-pop?
Can you K-pop?
I don't think I can K-pop.
Sorry. No, you can't.
I-pop? Irish pop? Irish pop. But like, I want to be like one who's all glitz and glamour and no talent.
So serving K-pop aesthetic?
Yeah, like... Not, obviously, I won't appropriate.
I won't appropriate.
But I want to serve you. I serve the looks. The visuals are insane.
Yeah.
I'm auto-tuned to fuck, so I sound unreal.
Auto-tuned to
and
fuck.
There's a catchy beat.
There's a catchy beat.
That's what I want.
I
and I'm
love
always
that.
Trying to push you to let's do it.
Yeah, I know. You are trying to. I just think it's all about timing with that.
Yeah, we're going to launch an EP this year, girls.
We're going to. Is that this year?
Yeah.
Is this?
It'll have to be, babe.
Let me check my notes.
We have to jump on the fame while
so
it's hot.
So much to do.
But babe, if we don't
so little time.
If we don't launch EP this year, how are we going to ever get into Eurovision?
I think EP has to be this year. You're
imagine
right.
Me and Kevin as the Eurovision act.
We already have one track, kind of semi-written, don't we?
Life in the Fast Lane.
It's about how gays walk quicker.
And caffeinated gays walk quicker.
Caffeinated gays.
Oh, is that another one?
Also, are we giving away our songs?
Iced Coffee Girlies.
Iced Coffee Girlies could be like, but I'm feeling, is that kind of a B-side?
Is that a B-side?
What's a B-side?
I don't know. We have to go away. We're going to do a riding camp.
We need to do a riding retreat.
And then the last thing.
Yeah.
I want to do like a really spiritual. I can't say it. Spiritual. How'd you say it?
No, sorry. Go on.
Spiritual. Say the word.
Spiritual.
No,
there's still an R in there somewhere. There's not meant to be there.
Anyway, I want to do like one of those retreats, but not one that like a wine mother goes on, like a white wine mother
yeah.
for her girlies. The yoga. I want to go on like an authentic one with like a shaman or something
yeah.
that like makes me drink ayahuasca and I
What's
like
that?
Like that hallucinative drug.
Oh, I love.
And like you, I'd be reborn in like the woods
yeah.
and like
naked.
Probably. And like spend like my friend Jess in work. Went on this retreat and with this guy,
yeah.
and it was just her and him, and they like just meditated every day for hours.
Did she know him?
No,
or was he the shaman.
He was the shaman. I don't know. I don't know if I'm using that
I
word
think, yeah,
correctly.
Well, shaman,
yeah,
he was a leader.
He was the
leader.
Yeah, some form of leader. And she just stayed with him. I think it was like a month, and they just meditated, and he didn't speak a word of English. And she said
well,
it was
annoying,
the best time for her life.
A month is long. Like if he's annoying.
But they all they did was meditate and cook gorgeous food.
Is that it?
And just unplug.
I do love that idea, and I do think that is up.
But
there.
I would want to get a few Insta pickies while I'm there, so
that's
I couldn't unplug thing. Completely.
Yeah, I need to bring my phone.
Yeah.
That's the thing, there's no point in going on a retreat if you can't tell the world about it.
If you go on a spiritual retreat but you don't upload an Insta pick, did it happen?
Did it happen? You might as well not
prove
have
it, like.
Prove it.
Do you know what I mean?
Now, a silent retreat? No,
yeah,
I talk.
Think I'd love a silent one.
I think I'd love, because even this morning, didn't
now,
we
would
say...
Now, would we be able to do it, babe?
Would we be able to do it?
I think I'd hate it after the second day.
Yeah, and I think then I'd go, like, stir crazy.
And also I'd be like, do these people not know I'm funny? I'd have to do, like, silent movie humour.
Or what
You're
if...
like, like pretend to fall.
Or what if something hilarious happened and you just thought of like a quick whip like on top of your head and you had to keep it in?
Because as well, like during the ohms or something, during like when you're doing like some meditation, there's definitely going to be something hilarious, like someone farts or something, or yeah, someone's being crazy.
Something hilarious, like someone farting.
I know, but that's, but no, but
yeah,
like,
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Or like saying there was something just happening. You know what I mean?
And you want to comment on it? Like, I don't think I'd be, maybe not silent.
Or what if you ended up falling in love with your shaman? Are we saying shaman?
I think
what
so.
If you were falling in love with your leader, but like it was all silent and like you could feel something between them, but you couldn't really voice it? Well, I suppose you would just let the silence kind of lead you.
Yeah, I think
so. It's getting
so.
A bit weird.
Also, lastly, I want to go visit Tulum.
Toulouse?
Tulum.
Tulum?
In Tulum in Mexico.
Oh!
Let me just Google that and make sure it's...
I just thought you said Toulouse. It probably is a place. I haven't heard of Tulum.
Tulum, yeah.
Tulum, amazing. Boy, what's so... It's Tulum.
So beautiful. Every time you see the pictures, like, look at this.
Oh, gorgeous.
Like, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, I would love to go somewhere like that.
Like, look at that.
Now, is it being, like, devastated by, like,
yeah,
the tourism trade?
Yeah, so you need to be careful. You need to be careful. I just want to visit it, though.
I want to go to Cinque Terre in Italy, right?
Oh, hell no.
To the lads from work went, right? Mm-hmm. And it looked stunning. Now, the only thing put me off is I've never been to Italy. And when I was younger, I remember a guy in my class had been, and he said that sand was so hot, you could boil your egg.
Oh, fuck.
In the sand. And so I'm like, do I want to be skipping on the sand?
But also gorgeous. You have your brunch on the beach.
You have your brunch on the beach. Actually, is it stunning?
Can I get Cinque Terre again?
Cinque Terre.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Okay, right. Because I kind of struggled with putting together a bucket list for myself, I was like, let's take the internet.
Did you struggle? I feel like you
actually
had a long list.
I came up with last.
Anyway,
so what I did was I wanted to find out what other people's bucket lists were and be like, oh, do I want to do that?
Okay, yeah, this is good.
To see if it served as some inspiration.
Also, yeah, I love a bit of inspo.
Yes, that's what it is. And the thing is, there's so many chaotic white girly blogs of them having...
Wanderlust travels.
All of them, like, yeah, with their bucket lists, and I'm going, this is just comedy. Now, like, not laughing at you, but it's kind of funny. Okay, so we can see, I put together like 20 most common ones.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
And we can see, like, they resonate with us. Okay, travel around the world. Obviously, kind of, who doesn't?
But we always say this, who doesn't want to fucking travel,
yeah,
around
just
the
don't
world?
And don't get a tattoo saying Wanderlust.
Don't
do it.
Girlies, if you have it, I know a great cover-up artist.
Girlies, if you have it, they're actually, I was checking Groupon, and they are doing laser
tattoo removal, yeah.
For, it's actually 50% off. Right. Try a profession in a different field. I realise I can't do this because all I do is change what I want to do every day. So this doesn't apply to me.
But also, that's like just getting a new job. Like, everyone's done that. Like, in my life, I've been a bartender, a waiter,
yeah,
a dancer, a podcast host.
I think maybe it's more so for people, because I don't think people do bucket lists like in their 20s. It's probably more of like a...
Also say now you worked as a lawyer,
yeah,
for like 20 years.
It's probably
do
kind of like a midlife
new
crisis situation.
Oh,
thing,
well,
is
I'll
it?
Do that. I'm definitely going to have a very bad midlife crisis.
Yeah, me too, actually, I think.
And I'm going to...
I think that's when you start the cafe.
That's when I start the cafe.
Yeah. So actually, yeah, that's fine. And also, I would also say that, like, obviously as well, these bucket list items are, like, from, like, privileged perspective.
Yeah, some of them are just
like, oh, like, do therapy. It's like, yeah, but babe, can we afford 60 yeah, quid an hour?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's great if you can. Anyway, right. Run a marathon / take part in a triathlon.
No.
No. No.
Like, who
next question. I'm not doing it.
But like, it's just painful.
There's no, why would you, like, well done to you if you did. But I don't wanna, and obviously if you're doing it for a good cause, that's great. But I don't wanna.
But you can raise the same amount of money doing the women's mini marathon.
Yeah, do a mini.
Do
like,
a
if
mini.
If you wanna. Like, sometimes there's, like, we always think that we have to do, like, the most extreme version of, like, an event. Actually, this is coming from us who went skydiving, so.
But, like, a marathon.
It's just long, isn't it?
I just think I'd get bored.
Think I'd get bored.
What if you need to pee?
I don't know what happens. And also, like, the chafing. We spoke about the chafing before, didn't we, on the nips?
My nipples do get very chafed. Also, my...
You want a good pair of
people
runners.
In work are addicted to running marathons.
It's just and such a London thing, isn't it?
It's such a London thing. Well, I just think your poor knees.
Your knees, your patella.
Your patella be dead.
The synovial fluid okay. is like few and far between.
So next it's a no from us.
That's a no from us. It's a no from us, girlies. Take up a new sport.
No.
Maybe. No.
Mom.
Maybe badminton.
Yeah, I think badminton.
Just because it's gay. There's a fella I follow on Instagram. He's gay. I actually been on a date with him.
Oh.
And whenever we play badminton, I was like, oh, it's so gay. And it's
so
like kind
gay.
Of iconic.
It's fruity. Badminton's fruity.
Yeah, it's very fruity and it's very like frivolous.
I do badminton.
But so,
as well, I don't like games. I don't like playing games. You don't I don't play games, girls.
I'm not playing games. Very GC.
But like, these people who go to the park on a sunny day
yeah.
and they're hitting a badminton or like hitting the ball around.
Hitting a shuttlecock.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
Yeah, I know.
I just don't like playing it. Even tennis? Nah.
No, but I like looking at it. No, that's different.
I don't like watching
Maybe,
it either.
Maybe, instead of that, why don't we would you not go to Wimbledon?
Oh yeah, but that I'd only go for the pims.
And Roger Federer's ass. Have
oh,
you
yeah.
seen in those shorts recently?
Yeah, he's hot, yeah.
He's so hot. Can I say Roger Federer's Can we say Roger Federer's ass?
Yeah.
Is this a chaotic season?
I think so.
Also, he's a heterosexual male. I think we can objectify
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
A small bit.
A little bit.
We're not overdoing it. Okay. Go scuba diving and experience marine life up close.
I haven't been scuba diving, but I've been swimming with the fishes in the Philippines.
I can do shallow waters, coral. I can
yeah,
do coral bay.
It's stunning.
I can't do deep blue because I'm petrified of the vast ocean spaces. Sometimes I couldn't look overboard on the cruise.
I think I could do that. I think I would want to
the
do
deep
that.
One?
Yeah.
I'd get sick.
It's so funny because when we were scuba diving, not what's it called when you're not doing that? Just like
snorkeling,
yeah.
Well, babe, we've all done that.
But when I was
not
doing
gonna reference the loop, but
but when I was doing it in the Philippines, obviously nice. So.
Yeah, obviously in the Philippines.
But when we were doing it, when we were doing it, we had like life vests on, and he was like, "You can take it off if you want." I took it off, then Hunter was like, "Put it back on me." No, me. I want to be free in the
yeah,
ocean
kinda...
and swim with the fishes. He was so odd with me, lads, that I took off the life vest. He was like, the currents are really strong. You're just like being so stupid. It's me. But I'm free.
But it is kind of stupid to be doing it. I wouldn't take it off.
But it felt way better because I could like dive and stuff.
That's the thing. So was Jose just kind of like floating on top?
But like you could still enjoy, it was still an enjoyable experience.
But he was just kind of like.
It's one of the only times he got really like telling.
Right.
He never really tells me what to do.
Yeah.
Like, hence why we're still together. But that's
huge.
The one time he was like, don't be so stupid. The waves are like really like strong.
My fear would be if I was doing the deep one, I would see like an abandoned something or other, right? Or something that shouldn't be in the ocean. And I would get sick. I realised recently that's actually a fear of something.
That's what they do when you were snorkeling. They take it to like shipwrecks.
No, I'd projectile vomit.
But then you see all the coral and stuff.
I couldn't do it. No, I just want to see the coral on the ocean bed. Oh. Not the ocean bed down way down below.
Yeah.
Shallow. I want to see shallow.
Or shallow girlies.
Shallow. In the shallow. Okay, go skiing. I've done and I loved. But I wouldn't go back to Slovakia.
These are all just like extreme sports.
But this is all that the girlies have. Because they all have money to go skiing.
I've never been skiing, but I really want to go. Do you ever see the parties that they have
yeah,
in
the
ski chalets? And it's like,
yeah.
No, music shocking. But imagine
but
a gay
like,
one.
Gay one. And as well, aren't the goggles for skiing so hot?
I just want to go to Serve the Lux. Like, I want to be wearing full pink.
Yeah.
And then the gorgeous Oakleys.
Yeah.
And then I don't really want to ski. I'll just get the pics and then I'll go back in and have a few drinks.
Now, I went when I was in transition year, and obviously the trip itself is expensive. We had to pay it off in installments. So I got a loan of my Uncle Barry's ski suit, which is too big for me, and it was orange.
Dead. Well, orange kind of
It was actually, looking back now, it was kind of a serve, but all the lads who had all the like Quicksilver and all those
I've literally never
bands,
been. I think we go skiing this year. And as well, I think it's where you
We can't do it all this year. Let's just do something. I'm actually done with the cold this year, next year.
But I'm not doing stuff this year. I'm doing everything this year. Yeah,
that's the only thing. But if we're doing it, we have to do gay ski trip.
Oh, obviously.
Okay. Climb a mountain.
We've done that.
We've probably done that,
the
right?
The Ganty Mountains. Is this Wallace Purcell's bucket list? Does she be into the mountains?
She loves mountains.
She loves mountains, Wallace
She
Purcell.
Lives in a mountain or something, does she? She lives in a mountain range.
I've heard they're naming a mountain after Wallace Purcell. But like, fair play to her. Yeah. She does serve glamour on the mountain.
She serves glamour. Learn a strategy game.
No. I know how to play checkers.
Do you? Well, that's actually, we're going to take that off. This was one that I thought was good. Connect with past teachers.
No.
But that was
Miss
teacher,
Harrington.
Miss Harrington, and you
actually,
always say she left a name. And you haven't like reconnected with her, have you?
I've emailed her because when I was first came here, I think I sent her some of the music videos I was dancing in.
Oh, that's so lovely.
And she was like, so proud of you. I might see you on the West End. Well, that never happened, babe, but I have a podcast, so.
Next best thing. There are one or two teachers that I'd like to be like, oh, thanks so
I wanna
much.
I want to go to the teachers who were like...
Hot.
No.
Let's. No.
I would say the ones who put me down saying I'm not going to be anything.
Yeah.
And be like, well, fuck you.
I'm going to add to slap a bully from my childhood, slap one of the PE teachers from my childhood.
Okay, good.
Just because I think they're just so kind of annoying. Okay, volunteer work.
We've done that.
We've kind of done that.
We're both from volunteering.
We ought to be doing girls, we're
almost doing too much volunteering.
We're looking after everyone. Buy a coffee for a stranger.
I've done that before.
I don't think I have. I've given strangers free coffee when I've worked at coffee places.
Okay, good.
So that kind of counts. So we take that. Actually, we've actually done a fair few of these.
Yeah.
Walk barefoot in the rain was one of them. I think just you get a cold.
I've done that, I think. When I was locked.
Yeah, we've probably done it. I think I did it in Magaluf.
There is something gorgeous about warm rain in warm countries and you're wearing like barely any clothes.
You don't want to be doing it in London. There's rats like floating around in the water. You know what I mean?
Piss and rats.
Piss and rats. Get a complete makeover. I love this for you because like you're doing this every day. You did that in Dublin. You got a complete makeover in Dublin. You changed your style.
I dyed my hair green, babe.
You dyed your hair green. You were doing the compression tops.
I wasn't.
You were wearing compression tops.
I was wearing a mesh top.
That was compression. It's skin tight. That's compression. It's compressed it's your body. It's compressed your body, doll.
God forbid
you
I wore a fitted vest.
You were like doing the baking. It was a complete transformation.
It wasn't.
And I love that for you. You went to the dentist in Dublin, which I had never done in London. Did I air you on the pod? That was a transformation, right?
Yeah, but to be honest, yeah, I do. I would do a makeover.
I just want to know what they're doing. I wouldn't mind if it was like a team who knew what they were doing. I don't want Trini and Susanna. I don't want.
Oh no, I don't want someone to do it for me. I do it on myself.
No, I want someone like I want the best in the biz all around. Because when you think about, remember the One Direction lads before they did the makeovers.
But who are the best in the biz? Because there are some stylists I look at and I'm like, babe, I wouldn't let you dress me.
But I don't mean just style. I want someone to do everything.
Rhinoplasty.
Rhinoplasty.
I'm joking. Your nose is stunning.
I want a new jawline. Okay. This is a skit. I think we should do this and film it for like Instagram. Join a social etiquette class.
What's that?
Like do a class in like social etiquette, like lads to ladettes.
I feel like that's what's wrong with the patriarchy.
Yeah, is it actually?
We could go and then break their hearts.
Yeah.
Because I don't abide by the rules.
I don't want to learn the skills. I'm still going to stir my tea whatever I want. I think would we go and cause a ruckus?
Yeah, let's do that.
Rack August Rula Bula.
Rack August Rula Bula.
Re-raw.
Yeah.
Okay, join a social etiquette class. I think we could do it.
Yeah.
And also, I think we could serve an outfit.
I'm going to serve an outfit, but then when she tells me to take on my earrings, I tell her to fuck off.
There is a guy that does that course in London. Remember I told you, he does the thing in the afternoon tea.
Yeah, but let's go for the
We're
skit.
Going to him because he's
but
so
But does it
harsh.
Mean if we go and just make fun of it for the whole time?
We'll give them prior warning, be like, okay, we're doing it as a social project.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Like, I don't care if the small spoon is for the dessert. I do like to eat my mashed potatoes with a smaller spoon.
Yeah, exactly. But there are a few things that I actually would like to like tick off there.
What else?
And the travelling thing does tie in with, because realistically, I might meet someone from every country in the world in London, so I might have to actually venture far.
Travel for the Kisses.
And I do love
Travel
the idea
for the Kisses is your spin-off pod.
gorgeous.
Stunning.
And I would love to do that in, think of it in all the different countries. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I'd love that.
Girlies, what are your bucket lists?
Girlies, this season we're going to make it a bit more interactive. We want to know what's on your bucket list. Let us know in the DMs.
Not the DMs,
they're kind of overcrowded.
Let us know in the teaser. Let us know.
Comment on the grid.
Yeah.
But girlies, is that the first episode done?
Oh, I missed it. That was laugh.
That was such a laugh.
This is so nice.
I do love the first setback. I do.
It's easy.
It's easy peasy.
But we're going to have a fab season for you, girlies.
Yeah, fab season
this
lined
summer
up.
Summer is going to be chaos.
She's going to go, oh, come on, work the house down, boots mama, sissy faggot. Do we stop saying faggot?
No, we have to stop.
Maybe. Probably.
Before we go, we have a message from the mammies. They just want to welcome you back.
Woo!
Cue the mammies.
Hey, girlies. Hope you're all doing okay. Well, Tommy the Rasharish, series 5 of The Lads and I'm Grand, ma'am. Who would have thought it? So just want to say thank you to all of you because you're great. You're great fans, super supporters. And I know the lads appreciate it. So just keep the questions coming in for myself and the lovely Nuala. And we'll try our very best to help you out in some way, shape or form. So, yeah, welcome back. And we look forward to hearing from you very soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Looking forward to season 5. Yoo-hoo, we're back at last. Hope everyone is well. Delighted to be back. Yoo-hoo.
Oh, I missed their voice on the pod.
Icons. And you know what? I think they're glad to be back as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They had no choice.
They had no choice. Now, the one thing I will say is, like, my mum as well was one of the people who kept asking me when we're back, and I'm like, we're back when I say we're back. Do you know what I mean? Like, you'll get your contract in the post.
Take your extended holiday, babe.
And if it's not a contract, it's going to be P45 if you keep asking me. Because, sorry, you need to stop asking me, ma'am. You know what I mean? It just put me on edge. And I'm like, this is my passion project.
Yeah.
I shouldn't feel committed to timelines. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, all jokes.
Anyway, girlies.
Girlies.
It's been a dream.
It's been a pleasure.
Like, we're going to have a laugh. This summer, all together. There's going to be loads going on.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on the socials.
Keep an eye on the socials.
Sign up to the Patreon if you're looking for some extra content, yeah. But no pressure.
No pressure. But also, we never said this on any episode ever, but like if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, maybe.
Oh my god, rate us.
Maybe
girlies.
Rate us.
Well, only if it's 5-star.
Only if it's 5-star. Don't give it.
If it's not 5-star, I don't want it.
We don't want to see it.
I don't want honest reviews. I don't want positive. I don't want like constructive criticism. Yeah. I want glowing,
yeah,
biased,
yeah,
reviews,
unadulterated reviews,
yeah, like we're paying you to do it,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, don't say that, is that legal?
Nah, just do it,
okay.
Just like and subscribe or whatever. And I will say that one of the things on my bucket list that I haven't mentioned is I want to take I'm Grandmam to the next level, and I want to do it with you by my side, kid.
I'm gonna die.
What?
That's just cringe, but I love it.
But you know what I mean? We want to take it next level.
We're going to inject
We're going to elevate. Yeah. That's what we do, girlies. Yeah. We elevate to the point where we're risking our lives.
So coming to a TV near you. No. Boss. No. Producers, get in touch.
Producers, get in
also,
touch.
Also, yeah. I think we're going to...
We have a face for telly.
We're going to level up this year.
We're going to level up.
Let's do it, girlie.
Let's do it, girlie.
Thanks, as always, for your support. We love you so
Thanks
much.
For tuning in. I hope you're glad we're back. And I hope you're having a gorgeous week.
Bye.
We're gonna sign off. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Love you loads.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Take care.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.